Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a very useful phrase of Chinese every day in this episode. You have to listen because it's so important. We are going to talk about money. We have the person who is very suitable to talk about this. It's Andy McAfee. Hi Andy, how are you?
你好 Xiaolan.
你好。Right, Andy, can you share with us, why do you want to talk about money?
Well, like you said, it's fundamentally important, and there、
yes.
are other things that are clearly more important,、
yep.
like family, friends,、oh. loved ones, enjoyment, all kinds of other words.、Mm-hmm. Money's a pretty important word, and in particular, these days,、money is doing some strange things, and when we talk about innovations like Bitcoin,、
mm-hmm.
we see entirely new kinds of money appearing、yep. on the planet, so it seems like a good word to know.
Okay.That's very important. And do you know that China has invented the first version of money that used shells?
And another story that I've heard、
mm-hmm.
is that you were also the first civilization to use paper money.
That's correct.
So that's a true story.
Yeah, because the shells tend to be quite heavy.
Right.
And, when you have a lot of it.
And because you were a great trading people, carrying shells across a long distance becomes impractical. We needed something...more sensible.
That's right. And at that time, that would become like a debenture type of thing with your credit on.
I see.
And then they can exchange and they can divide into smaller units.
So you would indicate to me with a piece of paper that you had good credit.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that just became...
I owe you thing.
And then it became just what we would think of today as paper money.
That's right.
Which is as good as... I don't need an IOU because I actually now have the money.
You have that money, exactly.
Got it.
Okay, so it's so important, we need to know how to say it.
Critically.
Critically. 钱.
钱.
钱, that's it.
That's it?
That's it, 钱.
This is easy. Even I can handle this one.
钱. 钱.
钱.
钱.
Does it go up at the end?
Second tone.
Second tone.
钱.
钱.
钱. And you can make it so long so everybody can hear you very clearly and very loudly. And 钱.
Tian.
Tian.
How would a native Chinese speaker stress the importance of money? If you really wanted to get the point across, what would you say?
They just say Tian. And then, of course, the way they say that depends on location. If I say, give me money.
Yeah.
Okay. Oops. Can I say that?
You did. You said it very convincingly, too.
Okay. I can say, I want money、
yep.
or give me money. There are two different things. Let me teach you both.
Ah.All right.
Yeah, English is different too.
That's true.
I want money. 我要钱。我。
我。
我 means I. 要。
要。
要, that means determined. I want.
I am determined.
Yeah. Yep. Want. I want. 我要。
我要。
钱。
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 I want money.
I want money.
我
要钱。
我要钱。
我要。
我钱, 钱,
我要钱, and if you say give me money,
okay,
给,
给,
that means give,
give,
我,
me,
我, 钱,
钱,
给我钱,
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 all right, I can do this,
give me money,
give me money,
and if I say you want money,
okay,
I say 你,
你, like 你好,
yeah,、要钱,
你要钱?
You want money, but if I want to ask, do you want money?
Right.
Then I say the same thing. 你要钱吗?
Ma is like a question?
It's a question, yeah.
So you say the question mark out loud.
Yeah, so 你要钱吗?
你要钱吗?
And all you need to say is 要.
要.
That means, yes, I want.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do. That means want, yes. So 你要钱吗? 要.
要.
好。我要钱吗? 要.
要.
给我钱?
要。
Yeah, you can say, I said, give me money, and you can say...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. And in this case, we actually say, 好.
Why?
It means good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it means good. Come on.
Wait, where, is money actually going to transfer hands? No, I was not prepared for this.
No. Money is in real.
I'll transfer you a couple bitcoins then.
Okay, sure. How?
So is it right that Chinese is such a flexible language that new words get created all the time?
Like all the languages.
Mainly by taking previous characters and maybe mashing them together?
That's right.
Got it.
That's right. And then, of course, if you use exactly the same expression and you check the dictionary, that will mean something totally different in the olden days.
Okay.
So it's like when the new words come up, like selfie, people in China, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong, they started coming out with the different words together to represent a new concept.
So at first, did Chinese people just say selfie?
Yeah, at first they would say selfie, you're right.
And then they came up with a Chinese equivalent.
That's right. Okay. Or like the internet, they just borrowed a net, basically, the ancient word net.
The ancient word for net.
To represent the internet. The language has its own life.
Do you still invent brand new characters in Chinese, or do they combine previously existing ones?
They combine the existing ones more. Okay. And of course, you can still invent one if you wish, but it's still up to people whether or not they want to adopt them.
Understand.
Okay, so it's your freedom. You do anything you want, but you need to be heard.
But it has to be heard.
Exactly.
Got it.
Just like nowadays, modern branding, strategy, and marketing.
It's how to make a successful word, a successful podcast, a successful new currency.
That's right.
You
successful
name it.
Book. Okay, so maybe we should call your new book Machine Platform Money.
I think putting money in the title of any book will probably help us sell more titles,
more
copies. But
we forgot. One more zero in the back. We overlooked
that.
Yeah, okay, so money, to say it. Qian.
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 Ah, we're getting it.
And
qian.
I want money. 我要钱.
我要钱.
你要钱吗?
How?
Oh, wow, that's quick. Okay, thank you, Andy, for joining us. Today we talk about something really important. In addition to love, family, and meaning of life, we all need 钱.
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 Money.
Money. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and make sure you share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Andy.
再见.
再见.
再见.